Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go. Hello, my friends. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Kind Mind Project. I am so freaking happy that you're here. You will notice today, right off the bat, my energy is a little bit different. I normally come in here, guns blazing, ready to pop into your ear holes and spit some fire. But today, we're doing something a little different because you've been telling me that you need something a little bit different. I went over to my Instagram story the other day and asked you what you really needed to hear right now, and I was overwhelmed by the amount of responses that said, you know what, Em, I have a lot that I need to let go of. Whether that be a relationship, a friendship, a past experience that I've been hanging on to, a circumstance that I've been letting get in my way, doubts that I have, worries that are fogging my view, whatever it is, you've been telling me I need to really focus on letting some things go. So today we're going to take a bit of a different route in order to do that. You may find that today's episode is not your jam, and that's okay. That is okay. This will not be our end-all be-all, but every once in a while, I think I'm going to try and do this a little bit more. And that is walking through a guided meditation with you. Now listen, I know when you hear the word meditation, you're like, what in the actual heck is that? Am I supposed to be sitting around singing kumbaya and like, no, that is not the expectation. So wipe the precedent of the word meditation that you have out of your head. Basically, we are going to find ourselves in a quiet space and we are going to visualize some things. Literally use our imagination. That's it. No big expectations. Okay. But today I also want you to listen to this episode in a place that's not going to provide you with distraction. I know most of the time in the Kind Mind, we are listening to this podcast on the go. You tell me that you listen to the podcast when you are grocery shopping or when you're commuting to work or when you're folding laundry or whatever that go-getter you is doing. You tell me a lot of times, you know what, I always listen to the podcast when I'm doing this activity. Today, I challenge you to listen to the podcast without distraction. Because I want us to really focus in on this exercise. That's going to be huge if we're going to make this successful, okay? So before we get started, I want you to turn my weirdo voice down to a volume that feels comfortable to you. I know sometimes when we listen to podcasts on our phone and our laptop and in our car, it has a very almost staticky sound, an automated sound. So I want you to turn down the volume to a comfortable place that doesn't feel like a harsh voice speaking at you. I realize that my voice is a lot sometimes. So turn me down a little bit. And also find yourself in a comfortable position, whether you are sitting in a chair, maybe you're a floor sitter like I am, you're sitting on the floor, maybe you're lying in bed. Whatever that is, get yourself comfortable. It doesn't have to be fancy. But I do ask that if you're sitting in an upright position, make sure that both of your feet are flat on the floor. That's going to be important for us here in a minute. And before we even get started, I want to set the precedent that you have nothing to do right now. There's nothing for you to do. There's no place for you to go. There's no person for you to answer to. You're right here, right now. A huge piece of mindfulness practice. We can speak about this in later episodes. I can dive deeper into it, but so much of mindfulness and being mindful is that we are in the present moment. I'm not thinking about the future. I'm not thinking about the past. I'm thinking about right now. And right now, you don't have anything to do. There's no task at hand except to listen to my voice and to follow along. Okay? So your feet are flat on the floor. Your hands are placed anywhere in your lap. Maybe your hands are palm up, whatever's comfortable for you. And also, if it's comfortable, I want you to slowly just close your eyes. If you're not comfortable closing your eyes just yet, maybe just soften your gaze to a point in the room. No harsh focus for your eyeballs right now, okay? And as you do this, I want you to take a deep breath in. And when you breathe out, I want you to feel your shoulders soften. We carry a lot of tension around there. Let them hang down. On your next exhale, I want you to let that jaw loosen up. How much tension are you holding there? Let that jaw hang. There's nothing for it to do right now. And on your next exhale, I want you to loosen your fingers. We've got no tight fists. They're just here. There's nothing to hold right now. And on your final exhale, I want you to soften those eyebrows. All the tension that you feel in your face, just let it be. And as you settle into what you would consider just your normal breath pattern, no need to breathe in any special way. As you settle into that normal breath, I want you to imagine for yourself what made you press play on this podcast today. You saw that it was called Letting Go. Imagine for yourself what you immediately thought of when reading that title. What is it that you need to let go of? What is that relationship or that circumstance or those doubts or worries you have spinning around? That previous hurt that you haven't let go of yet? Really picture that for yourself. Visualize it. What represents that need to let go for you? Where do you feel that need in your body? That heaviness that you've been carrying for probably far too long. Where do you feel that weight? That heaviness that's pushing you to the floor? Where do you feel that in your body? Listen, letting go can be overwhelming and scary. So we're going to start small. I'm not asking you to pull all of this weight off of you. I'm not asking you to just drop it and bail. But really imagine what that weight looks like. How has that relationship been holding you down? How has that circumstance been sitting on your chest, just waiting for you to move? Also, imagine for yourself what this weight has done to your environment. Really think about that. When was the moment you knew that you had to start letting go? The moment that we know often isn't the moment that we start, right? So how is this thing that you know you need to let go of? How has it been holding you? And when we know that we need to let go of something, it's often for a reason. It's often for our own benefit, right? Our own health, our own well-being. So what would releasing that heaviness, letting go of that thing, what would that look like? What would the result be? Imagine your circumstances without this heaviness. What would life look like? Imagine your relationships. Imagine your own mental space. What would that be like? Imagine how you would interact with people. What would be different? Why is there a need to let go of this right now? What does it do for us? And I want you to keep this idea of weight very focused in your mind. Really feel it in your body. Where is this weight the heaviest? Where is it the lightest? And start at your toes. Whatever that heaviness has done to those toes of yours, we're going to let that weight, just in your toes, flow out onto the floor. Onto the floor right in front of you. And like I said, we're going to start small. I know letting go isn't easy. And we're going to work our way up. This heaviness is also holding space in your feet and your ankles. But it's not serving you anymore. So that weight that we feel in our ankles and our feet and our toes is going to flow out. Right out of the tips of our tootsies onto the floor. We're going to feel our body get lighter. We're going to feel some of that heaviness start to lift. And then we see our calves. What is this weight, this heaviness, this need to let go and be free? What has that done to our calves and our shins and our knees? What have you been holding there? Whatever that is, whatever weight that it holds, we're going to let it go. Down our shins and our calves, through our ankles and our feet, and out the tips of our toes, right onto the floor. And already we can feel this sense of weight being lifted, but there's some more that's hanging on in there. How about those thighs? Those thighs and even working up to the base of your back, your hips. What have you been holding on here that you need to let go of? Shake it free. Let it travel out just as the rest has through your thighs and your hips and your knees, down your calves and your shins, through your ankles and your feet, and right out the tips of your toes, right onto the floor in front of you. Now outside of yourself, not holding on to you anymore, but out. There's some more of that weight in your stomach and your back, maybe the front of your chest, and it's been stirring around in there for far too long. So we're going to do like we have and let it flow out down your back, out of your chest, out of that belly, into your hips and your thighs, through your knees, down your shins, through your ankles and your feet, and right out the tip of your toes onto the floor in front of you. You're feeling this weight be lifted, and suddenly you find that it's even a little bit easier to breathe. You're breathing deeper now. You find that there's less space being taken up with this thing. And there's more room for air. There's more room for life. There's more room to fill your body with air. But you've still got those shoulders, don't you? Those shoulders that sometimes you find are pinned to your ears. And we've let them hang, but we haven't really let that density go. That tension go. So everything you've been holding in your shoulders, and even the front and the back of your biceps, and your elbows, and your forearms, down to the tips of your fingers, let that flow out too. Everything you've been holding there, all of the tension you've been pinning in those shoulders that's been weighing you down, let it flow all the way down your arms and out the tips of your fingers. It's not serving you anymore, so it needs to go. And the thing with this tension is we're not going to force it out. We can't force it to go anywhere. But we are going to welcome it to get a move on. So the tension in your shoulders should be hanging. Your arms should be hanging loose. Your fingertips should be almost tingly. Because they're not really used to being this still. For taking this much time to just be without doing. But we've forgotten a few things. We've forgotten the weight that we're holding in our neck, up the back of our skull, across our forehead, down our jaw, behind our eyes. This thing that we've been needing to let go of, it's taken up a lot of space here. It's provided a lot of worry and doubt, and hurt even. But that's not going to take up any space here anymore. So just like the rest, we're going to let this weight, this heaviness, flow down the back of our skull, right down the bridge of our nose, through our shoulders, down the base of our spine, through our hips, down our thighs, through our knees, down our shins, through our ankles, through our feet, and right out the tip of our toes to join this puddle on the floor. And right now, your whole body should feel this weight being lifted. This weight has poured out into a puddle in front of you. And I want you to look at it for a moment. It's sitting here on the floor in front of you, this thing that you've desperately wanted to let go of, that you know you need to let go of. But it's been hard to do it all at once. And I want you to look at this heaviness, this weight that you've breathed out onto the floor, and I want you to thank it. There are many reasons why this thing that you've imagined at the start of this meditation, there are many reasons why this thing needed to be a part of your life. And there are also many reasons why this thing, this person, this circumstance, this experience needs to go. That gut that you have, it's told you that it's time to let go of this. It's time to walk away from it. So that's what we're going to do. After you've taken a moment or two to thank this person, experience, this doubt that once served you, this worry that once served you, after you take a moment to thank it, this puddle on the floor, I want you to give it one last look. And in your mind, I want you to stand up and walk away. And I want you to keep walking. And as you walk, I want you to really feel the weight that's been lifted. What do your shoulders feel like? What do your arms feel like? That tingliness in your fingers, is that still there? Keep walking. And once you've walked far enough to where this puddle of heaviness and doubt and worry and hurt is out of your view, I want you to take a moment to take a few more deep breaths, to feel this weightlessness that's brought you this experience. And slowly open your eyes. Now, if you are not used to doing something like this, that probably felt a little bit weird. Maybe even overwhelming. Maybe anxiety provoking. But I can promise you that the more that you do things like this, the more freedom you are going to find in your mindset. Listen, friend, I used to think that this was a crock of crap. I did. I am ashamed to say it as a therapist, but I did. I used to think that mindfulness and meditation and guided imagery, I used to think that it was pointless and frustrating. And I think that that's how most people start. But I want to hear what this experience was like for you. And I also want to give you some resources really quickly before I go today. An app that I absolutely adore that I've been using for years now is called Headspace. If you are in the meditation type space, of course you've heard of Headspace before. It is a wonderful app that you can download on your phone for more things like this. They also have some things in regards to sleep, even just soundscapes is what they call it. So if you need to fall asleep to some rain or some city sounds, whatever it is, they have that for you. There's also an app called Calm. You see it all over Instagram. It's wonderful as well. And if you are looking for more things like this to get you really freaking mindful in the moment, hit me up. I've got more where this comes from. So, I realized this was really different today. I realized that this was also maybe a little bit uncomfortable today. Either way, I want you to tell me about it. Because this is for you. The Kind Mind Project is for you and for what you need. So I only know what you need if you tell me. So slide on over to Instagram. Let me know how today was. And let me know what you need in the future. Okay? And as you go on throughout your day and your week and even this month, this year, whatever, if you feel that heaviness start to return, I want you to imagine yourself just breathing it out, right out through your toes, onto the floor. It's outside of myself, and I'm leaving it there. I'm walking away from it. Get that visual back in you. But until next week, I love you, my friend. We have the Hive coming in soon, so you better get yourself on that launch list. If you're not and you're interested, go fill out the link in my bio. We'll get you started, okay? I love you so much, Honeyhead. I will see you next week. Dude, thank you so much for including The Kind Mind and this weirdo in your journey. If you vibed with this episode, I would love to connect with you on social media. Go take your takeaways to your Instagram story and tag me so I can thank you for spreading a message that is near and dear to my heart. Thank you for letting me sit in the passenger seat of your personal growth journey. I want to hear about the mountains that you are moving. But until next time, stay kind to that mind, girlfriend. I'll talk to you soon.